Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Time for our pick of activities you might want to consider trying out this coming weekend. And we're going to start at the ballet. You may recall a week or two ago, we were giving away tickets to the International Ballet Gala in our Secret Something competition. And our lucky winners are off to enjoy that event this weekend. We wanted to remind you that, of course, you can still buy tickets for yourself as well. Joining me on the line is Dirk Badenhorst, who's the CEO and founder of the South African International Ballet Competition. Dirk, it's great to chat to you again. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Dirk, remind us how long this event has been going and what it's all about.
Well, the International Ballet Competition started in 2008, but this is about my 6th or 7th International Ballet Gala. And it really is to raise awareness in South Africa about the level of ballet training around the world, and that's why we have dancers from Cuba, from America, from Russia, from Belarus, from Spain, from Mongolia. It's a real mix pot of some of the best dancers in the world that will be performing for us on Saturday night and on Sunday, the two shows at 2 o'clock and at 6 o'clock. And it's also to show the rest of the world what we are doing in South Africa. So we have one or two South Africans that will be performing in the gala as well. And we're having a brand new choreography by Adele Blank, which brings together pure classical ballet with some contemporary and a little bit of pansula. Which I just think is a wonderful way of celebrating South Africa and creating a product that we can tour around the world as well. And that's what we're doing. And we will be doing, the rest of the dancers will be doing the favorite classics from Giselle, from Romeo and Juliet, Le Corsaire, Swan Lake. We're doing the White Swan and the Black Swan from Swan Lake. So, you know, it's got all the pyrotechnics of the big ballets, to the very beautiful, fantastic interpretations of gorgeous ballet. And I'm so excited to be able to have that here in Cape Town and kicking it off in Cape Town.
Dirk, I know we've got lots of listeners very excited to come and see it on stage at the Artscape this weekend. Remind us what time the performances are.
So Saturday night, the first show is at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the 3rd, it's at 2 o'clock and at 6 o'clock. And the tickets are at CompuTicket. And really, they are selling very nicely. So we are very, very pleased. But I'm sitting at the airport with a whole bunch of dancers. They've literally just arrived. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible just to see how we all speak the language of ballet. They come from Asia, from Mexico, and as I said, so Spanish-speaking, English-speaking, Russian-speaking, and they all can get along in some strange way. And I think it's fantastic. And I'm just so excited about having it.
I love that sense of all speaking the language of ballet. Of course, it's an art form that has many dialects within that language. It's going to be very interesting, don't you think, to see how different approaches to training and different stylistic approaches to ballet mingle.
Absolutely.
On one stage.
That's such a clever thing to say, and I'm not being condescending. I think it's really true, because that's what we're trying to do with this particular gala, is that it's not one grouping that we're bringing. I want the South Africans to understand that you can do Giselle in different ways and Romeo and Juliet in different ways, and we think that's the only way. No, it wherever you come from, you have made it your own, and that's what I'm wanting to have in South Africa, that we celebrate our South Africanness as well, but we are seeing that the rest of the world have wonderful ways of doing what they are having to do.
Dirk, we hope it is a huge success. Thanks so much for chatting to us today, and we'll let you get back to the business of welcoming all the dancers. Look forward to seeing them on stage at the Artscape this weekend.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dirk Badenhorst is CEO and founder of the SA International Ballet Competition, and the International Ballet Gala element of that event is on stage at the Artscape Opera House this coming weekend. There are 3 shows. The first is Saturday evening at 8 p.m. And then there are 2 shows on Sunday, one of them at 2 o'clock and the other at 6 p.m. The price of tickets ranges from 120 Rand to 395 Rand. And as Dirk mentioned, you can book those via CompuTicket. You can also try booking at the Artscape Opera House itself, but they are selling quite fast, so perhaps don't leave it and risk arriving only to find that the event is sold out. Rather book in advance if you can today. The International Ballet Gala at the Artscape Theatre this weekend.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
A reminder while I'm thinking of it, that if you've got an event coming up that you'd like to hear profiled in this feature, all you need to do is send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za, and that's P-I-P-P-A-H at capetalk.co.za, and tell us about the event, tell us what's happening, where and when, how much the tickets are and how we book them, and give us some contact details, please, and we could consider you for the following week's events diary. We do need to receive that information by the end of the Wednesday for events. events that weekend. Thanks so much. The event I'm really looking forward to going to this weekend is the Cape Homemakers Expo at the CTICC. I seem to all of a sudden have a very, very long list of tasks that I need to see to in my home. Some of them DIY projects, let me be honest, that I'd like my husband to tackle. Some of them are decor challenges I'd like to give inspiration to solve. And the place to be is the CTICC if you have a similar challenge affecting your home. On the line with me is Liesel van Meerlen, speaking for the Cape Homemakers Expo. Liesel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's DIY heaven, this event. It's packed with ideas and inspiration and vendors and tools. What's the theme for this year?
Well, thank you very much. Yes, this year's theme is a tribute to your home. And we've got quite an impressive range of products and professional services that can be seen at the show. And the show is packed with inspirational ideas and features, including highlights such as the Taste and Home Theatre, Live by Design, Artisan Square, Take It Outside, The Market. We also have our For the Love of Concrete Design Competition, as well as the 12 Isithulu Design Challenge. So a wide variety of things for visitors to see.
Tell us a bit more about that For the Love of Concrete Competition. What's that all about?
So it's in association with the World of Decorative Concrete. The public was invited to send in their designs, and World of Decorative Concrete actually made the designs. We've got about 37 designs on show here at the expo. And they could have sent in their designs, and it was actually made by the company with their concrete. And what basically happens is visitors can come to the show, they can bid on the designs, and all the funds raised are going to DOG, which is the Domestic Animal Rescue Group.
Fantastic. And then you mentioned your Isithulu Chair Design Challenge. Oh, looking at your website, I mean, these are chairs that are really literally out of the box. They're in quite unusual styles and designs. Tell us more about that challenge.
Yes, absolutely. It's presented by Leon at 219 and St. Ledger and Viney. They are showcasing some of their finalists for their competition. Student and emerging designers were invited to come up with an original chair design. So anything from easy chairs and bar stools to dining and occasional seating.
Right, so you can go and have a look at those wonderful chairs if you're visiting the expo. There are also exhibitors of everything from fireplaces to flooring to kitchens, insulation, braise. There are food products. There's linen for your home. Absolutely anything you might want to put inside your home, including things you'd like to put inside your mouth inside your home, because there is a food and drink element, isn't there, Liesel?
That is correct. We've got an area called The Market, which is a selection of mouth-watering treats, boutique wines and artisanal gin, as well as craft beer. So people can come and have a taste of everything and just have enjoy themselves at the show.
Liesel, I know tickets are 80 Rand for adults. Are there any special rates for pensioners and for children?
Yes, that's correct. Pensioners are 70 Rand and children under the age of 12 enter for free.
Liesel van Meerlen, thank you so much. Sales executive with the Cape Homemakers Expo, which starts today and it runs until Sunday at the Cape Town International Convention Centre. If you'd like to see a full list of who's going to be there and what you should go and look for, please visit their website, which is www.homemakersonline.co.za/expo.
Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
The next one is for the foodies. I don't know about you, but street food for me is always one of the most exciting things to sample when you're visiting a new place. It's all well and good to go and look for their fanciest restaurants and fine dining experiences, but often for me the most memorable things I've eaten when I'm traveling have been something grabbed on the run on the street, maybe in a railway station, from a small little vendor selling from a truck or even from a bicycle cart. And street food is what is being celebrated this weekend. So whether your thing is pancakes at the church bazaar or bunny chow, or a good old samosa, whatever it may be, you should find it at the annual Street Food Festival, the Visa Street Food Festival, to give the sponsors a nod, combining a street market with local chefs, showcasing the very best local street food. On the line with me is Henry Fisser, who's the festival director. Great to have you with us, Henry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Papa.
Where is this festival happening?
It's happening in Woodstock at Side Street Studios. The address is 48. Albert Road.
Okay, and it's a weekend-long event. Tell us what visitors can expect.
So it's stretching over 2 days. So tomorrow night we have a night market. The night market starts at 5 o'clock and it runs until 9 p.m. And then on Sunday we open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And Henry, I know you've got a long lineup of leading chefs and foodies and food bloggers. Won't you just talk to us about one or two of the special guests who are worth visiting?
So we have a list of local traders ranging from Algies to Masala Cafe, Mistress of Spices, and then we've got Hokey Pokey will be there with their pokey bowls. We've got Malt with their toasted sandwiches. And then we also have some of the country's top chefs, including the guys from Test Kitchen and Wesley Randalls and his team from Short Market Club, who will be doing a very, very special event for us, raising funds for the Abadini Food Garden in Khayelitsha. They've got a project called Convivium, and they're doing a special block party where you pay 50 rand extra on Sunday, and you can buy street food created by these amazing chefs for only 40 rand.
You've also got live music to keep the crowds entertained and a business of food conference happening. What's going on at the conference?
So the conference is aimed at anyone that's really, really passionate about food who would like to start a business. So we've invited some of our favorite and successful food friends to share their stories and give tips. So we call it the Great Talk Sessions. And that is running from 11 o'clock on Sunday. And we've got the blogger Ming Chao Lin talking about the topic of her talk is eating with chopsticks in South Africa. We've got the local food scene, Chips, who's doing a short talk on a project called Weekly Vore, where somebody just started a passion project making a different sausage every week. Mm. We've got the Bongo Kolo from Third Culture Experiment talking about just her love of food. We've got Catherine Jacob from Eat Out magazine talking about how not to run your website. So there's a variety of people talking about very interesting and very helpful topics.
Henry, I hope Cape Talk listeners will come down to sample some of the wonderful food and take part in those talks. Where do they buy tickets and how much do they cost?
You can buy tickets on web tickets. And if you use their Visa checkout system, you get 10% discount. And you can also buy tickets at the door. And yeah, so pop onto the website. You can also go onto streetfoodfestival.co.za for all the details.
streetfoodfestival.co.za. Thanks so much, Henry Fisser. Tickets are 50 rand for the night market on Saturday and 100 rand for the market on Sunday.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Now, textile art and innovation will be the common threads at the Innovative Threads Contemporary Fibre Art Exhibition this weekend. And I have to officially ask forgiveness for that terrible pun because my next guest also happens to be my former high school English teacher, Kim Tedder. Turns out her artistic talents run well beyond the confines of a classroom. And Kim, it's lovely to have you with us on the show today. Welcome.
Oh, lovely to be here with you. Thank you, Pippa. I didn't mind the pun at all. I thought it was a very useful one.
It is useful, given that we're talking about doing wonderful thing with threads and much more. You're a member of Fibre Artists Cape Town. Tell us a little bit about your group and what you all do.
Well, what we're going to do is offer you a feast, not for your tummy, but for your eyes over the next week. And so we're all fibre artists, which means that most of us create wall hangings using a variety of fabrics and fibers to do that. Some of the work we do is realistic, some of it is abstract. It's really painting, if you like, but using threads and fabrics in order to do the painting.
This is really not how to make an American quilt sedate.
No.
I think a lot of listeners might be going there in their heads, and I'd urge them to change direction because I've had a look at the website of what's on offer, and it's really spectacular artwork.
Yes, yes. It is artwork. It's not really quilt craft. You know, it's not the sort of thing you put on the bed. Definitely goes on the wall.
Okay. Kim, I mean, what kinds of fibre art will be on display? You've said, both the realistic and abstract style, but what methods and what textiles are you actually working with?
Well, the technique we use is closely related to collage. as artists know, collage. Sometimes we do paint on our background. We stitch rather than glue, and we work on a background of fabric or canvas, and we use hand or machine stitching to secure the work that we're putting on there, whether they're fibers, individual fibers, or whether they're pieces that we've cut up and put on, almost like an impressionistic work.
Mm. And I believe in the past some of these works have actually gone travelling internationally. They are of such quality that they really have been touring art forms.
Yes, yes. That's why we're Fact and Friends. Some of our friends in other parts of the country have been kind enough to send some of their work through to us. And there are a lot of people there who've exhibited internationally and won awards internationally and have work in museums both here and overseas. So it's worth seeing what they can do. There's one in particular who's going to blow your mind when you see her work, and that's someone called Catherine Harmer Fox. She thread paints. She uses her machine sewing needle in the way that you would actually paint on canvas. And it's quite extraordinary to see what she effects with that.
Kim, I know the theme for the event this year is the thin red line. Let's talk about the significance. It's something I associate with the idea of courage, or of sort of putting yourself past the point where somebody else will save you. It's a risky place to be, a somewhat dangerous place to be. How is that being interpreted in fiber?
I think that's being interpreted very individually, because each artist has their own idea of what that thin red line of pushing yourself past the comfort zone is about. And so some of the work will literally have a red line in it. And in other ways, it's just been a metaphorical thing where people have perhaps tried out techniques that they've not used before and thought, let me try this.
Kim, before I forget to ask you this, I know there is a beneficiary of this event that I'd like our listeners to know about, so that they know that they are supporting a worthy cause as well as enjoying themselves. Who is that beneficiary?
The beneficiary is an educational trust, which is largely established by the Garrett family, and it's they who are lending us their wonderful venue for this event at Nova Constantia. Mm-hmm. And whatever profits we make from our entrance fee, which is only 20 rands and gets you a cup of tea or coffee, and that will go to the educational fund and profits from the sale of any of the work. And we've also spread our wings and invited a few other local artists to come and join us, kind of cross-pollination. Mm-hmm. We've got embroiderers, we've got ceramicists, we've got a basket weaver coming along, and we've got painters from a local artistic group also exhibiting their work there. So it really is quite a mixed bag.
I hope Cape Talk listeners will come along and see it all for themselves, Kim, and drink in that feast for the eyes. Nova Constantia Farm is the venue. You did mention that this is running beyond this weekend. It's actually until the 9th of September, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. It's opening today. It's open now, actually. The opening, official opening, is tonight. It'll be open tomorrow, not Sunday, and then run all the way through until Saturday next week. And the hours are from 10 to 5 every day. And I tell you what, the garden's a treat as well.
Lots of good reasons to come and visit. Kim Tedder, it's lovely to chat to you. Thanks for being with us today. Kim is one of the exhibitors at the event, but also a member of Fact Fiber Artists Cape Town, who are behind Innovative Threads Contemporary Fiber Art Exhibition at Nova Constantia Farm from today until the 9th of September.
Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
And finally, the sun is out, the temperature's a little bit warmer, time to hit the surf. And this Sunday, 100 amateur and expert body surfers are going to do just that at Llandudno Surf Life Saving Club. They are holding a festive wave jam, a body surfing competition, which is about more than just the people in the water. It's a fun day out for the whole family. Joining me on the line is Kobus Jaber, who I met a couple of weeks ago at Pecha Kucha when he was talking about the amazing surfboards that he builds out of sustainable materials. He's the founder of Wawa Wooden Surfboards, and he's going to be talking to us about the boards themselves a little bit later this month. For today, we're just talking body surfing. Kobus, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Papa. Happy spring.
Yeah, to you too, of course. Tell us about the day. What format does this competition take?
So, Body Surf Wave Jam, it's taking place at Llandudno Beach this Sunday the 3rd. So we're gathering at about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and it ends at around about 5 or so sunset. We've got 100 body surfers all getting together, eight people in a heat. So we've got about 12 heats for the day. And yeah, we'll have some judges looking for some long waves, some barrels. We're looking for a couple of tricks on a wave, or the most tricks on one wave, wipeouts, standout male, female. Yeah, just people having fun in the water. You know, it's just a gathering of body surfers wanting to ride a little wave into the beach.
I could certainly put myself in the running for the best wipeout, Kurbis, but I didn't know that you could do tricks while body surfing. What are the tricks you're looking for?
Yeah, so you know, much like in a surfboard, you've got the wave, and you've got your your fins, your swim fins for some propulsion, and you're trying to stay on a wave as long as you can. And you can do a body roll, you can catch a barrel, which is always the ultimate place to be, and lying on your tummy and being in the water, you know, just about every wave is overhead, so you kind of guaranteed of a barrel if you're in the water.
Sounds like loads of fun.
Yeah, it's big surf. We've got some amazing, well, as they say, sort of epic conditions. It's going to be sunny. There's a little bit of wind, and we've got some proper clean waves. It's going to be quite big. It's going to be quite testing, but that's what we like. We like it like that. Lots of energy around.
Kurbis, are all the places in the competition itself taken, or are you still looking for more people to enter?
We've got just over 80 people already confirmed, but I know that on the day we normally have a cutoff. We normally have a bit more than the 100. So, you know, those that want to join, I'd suggest they go onto Facebook and look for the Wave Jam event, and maybe send us an email at shop@rollingwood.co.za or surfboards, plural, at wawawave.com. They can also call us on 021-788-2680. There's food. So it's a real family day. We've got lots of nice food there, some fresh fruit. We'll have some ice cream. We've got some fresh coffee there served on the day. So yeah, come out. Come and enjoy the spring.
Kurbis, I hope people come to support you and watch the action. If somebody wants to enter the competition, is there an entry fee?
It's 100 rand a head, yeah.
And do you pay that on the day or in advance?
You can pay it on the day, but we've got snap scans. So yeah, you can just come. We'll sort you out.
Kurbis Jabe, look forward to chatting to you later in the month about your surfboards themselves, but thanks for joining us today. Founder of Wawa Surfboards, who are one of the parties behind the Wave Jam this Sunday, happening at Llandudno Surf Life Saving Club from 8:30 until late in the afternoon.